Sage in a basket hammers it home.
Sexto solito de tres en camino. Pow! Sí, señor, el Torito Colin Sexton.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Hi, everyone. Welcome inside Fred McLeod's studio here in the depths of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. I'm John. This is Rafa. Great to have you aboard for this week's edition of Cavs HQ. Cozy studio, huh? Well lit. Everything else?
High tech.
Yeah, high tech. Big week of sports.
Let me put it this way. Opening of, first of all, it's Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Opening of the World Series.
Right.
The kickoff of the NBA season, including right. Cavs opening the season in Orlando.
Wednesday.
And a new episode of Cavs HQ.
Yeah.
How much better can it get?
Wednesday in Orlando, then the home opener right here.
Yeah.
The newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. That is Saturday. The Cavaliers tip off against the Pacers. Only a couple more days of Camp Beeline. Who do you like, by the way, in the World Series?
I like Washington.
To win, or you like your heart likes Washington, or your brain likes Washington?
That's a hard question.
Your brain can't like
Washington. You know, Houston looks so powerful.
That's what I'm saying.
But their pitching has been struggling, and in the playoff, pitching kills any kind of hitting. And I think the way that the Nationals' pitching has been going, I think they'll benefit from the rest. Everybody says or question how they're going to do with after being off for almost a week. I think their pitching loves that. We'll see what happens. And hopefully there'll be real matchups, real duels in the mound. But, you know, the starting pitching for the Astros struggle against the Yankees in the series. So we'll see.
That was a great series, by the way, Astros. I'm not rubbing it in. I know you're a Yankees fan. But how high was that pitch Altuve hit? I mean, I know Altuve. It's hard to throw a low pitch to Jose Altuve.
It looked like he was playing high a lot.
I mean, Chapman's throwing 100 miles an hour fastball
can do.
Up by his eyes, right?
There's nothing. It's not like he threw a changeup or something, and he didn't throw his best off. He got beaten with his best off on. So hey, you got to give it to them.
So a big week of Cavs basketball. Camp Beeline is coming to a close.
Yes.
Finally, they're going to get out there and get it going. We mentioned Wednesday night, the Cavs open in Orlando. The coaching staff has made no secret about the fact that Cavs defense last season was not particularly good. They have gone out. Obviously, there's a new coaching staff. They've hired associate head coach J.B. Bickerstaff, and he is in charge of this Cavs defense. Not an easy task, but hey, it's on the new coach. He was in Memphis the last couple of seasons, and he's our featured guest. We're going to catch up with him.
But I tell you what, he looks different.
Well,
that's one thing. Now we just got to wait to see how it works. But it looks completely different when we see them working and preparing for the games and preparing during practice. So I like it the way he's setting it up.
Yeah.
It's more hustle. It's more responsibility to stay with your man. And we'll talk to him about that.
You know, when I talked to him about a week ago, getting ready for our preseason games, he said the number one thing that stood out. My question to him was, all right, look, when you look back at the tape, you know, what's the number one thing that jumped out? And he said physicality. Yeah. He said this team needs to be more physical. We allowed other teams to run wherever they want with or without the ball. And we just need to grind a little bit more. Yes, you're right. We're going to see changes schematically, mm-hmm. you know, what this team wants to do system-wise. But when it gets down to it, he said this team just needs to be more physical on that end of the floor.
And physical doesn't necessarily mean, you know, bumping or hitting. It's more hustling. It's more staying with your man. It's more it just closing up the play, little, giving the help up in the top of the key. So I like what I see in terms of what the changes that are being instituted. Now we just got to see the whole camp work come into fruition and see what can be better. And then again, to keep in mind that we just need to see the development of this unit as we go on.
Right. And I also like the interplay of JB with his father, Bernie.
For sure, yes.
Bernie, of course, legendary coach in this league, has been a big part of this organization for years now. Now his son comes in, and it's special. It is. I mean, they've done some special things historically, speaking in terms of the NBA, and now we get to see it right in front of us. And I like comparing and contrasting JB's mannerisms with that of Bernie. Not only Bernie as he is now, but when you see Bernie when he was on the sidelines and he was coaching, the similarities and
Bernie
some of the
was intimidating though in the sidelines.
Bernie, yeah, he was scary.
JB, JB gets riled up, gets excited, but I'm nothing against him. I'm not saying, but JB, I mean Bernie, I don't want to say scary. But you feared that guy when you saw him on the sidelines. He never really like popped a smile or something. He was almost very business-like.
Intense.
Yeah.
Bernie Vicentelli was very intense, which is funny now because he's the happiest, smiliest guy in the organization. Loved to be around him. So, hey, we caught up with JB at Cleveland Clinic Courts.
We did.
And you're going to see that here in this first half of the show. Cavs HQ rolls on right after this.
I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
NBA G League Basketball is back, and tickets are on sale now for the Canton Charges' exciting ninth season at the Civic Center. Don't miss opening night Saturday, November 9th, when the Charge take on the Lakeland Magic. Join the team in honoring the men and women who've served our country at Salute to Service Night presented by Ohio Cat. Plus, all fans receive a magnet schedule courtesy of Dee Dee Stutz's Catering. Tickets as low as $8 at CantonCharge.com. Be a part of Charge Basketball. We are Canton.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com and LiveNation.com.
When you tear into a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky, you're sinking your teeth in real meat, not some sugary artificial snack food. Jack Link's is made with 100% beef, seasoned and smoked with natural goodness and flavor. You expect an authentic beef jerky. Real satisfying, real tender, real meat. Grab a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky. Be your wild side. Get Jack Link's beef jerky at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested three! That's good! Oh, my!
This year's promotion schedule features six bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
And we welcome you back on Cavs HQ. We are here at the Cleveland Clinic Courts along with our featured guest. It is Associate Head Coach JB Bickerstaff. First off, welcome to Cleveland. How do you like the new digs here?
It's nice. It's one of the nicest facilities I've been in. Most of the places I've been, we've had an arena facility. So to actually have this amount of space is awesome because there's so much you can do.
What has your first reaction been in terms of Camp Beilein? It's different to a lot of us who have been here over the last couple of seasons. Your thoughts as we roll along and get ready for the regular season?
We're excited about it. I think, you know, it's fun, you know, working with Coach and the importance of the fundamentals of the game of basketball. You know what I mean? Like, so many times we overlook those things and we start skipping steps. Right. And I think what Coach does so well is he doesn't allow us to skip steps. You know, things that may seem small, but in a game, you know, you'll see it happen. You know, the traveling that's being called so far in the preseason, like we spend a ton of time working on footwork to make sure our guys don't travel and are prepared for that. So it's fun to go back to the basics, you know, and make sure we take care of the ball. We're not turning the ball over, those types of things.
You know, usually being the new guy in a group is difficult because you need to adjust, adapt to different things. But now you come into a coaching staff where almost the whole coaching staff is different. And I don't know if that helped or it doesn't, but what are the biggest challenges when you're coming into an organization, new coaching staff, new the way things are run? So what are the challenges?
Well, I mean, we just got to get to know each other. You know, so much of this is about relationships, and when you're working with a team, that's the most important thing. So our coaching staff is a team in itself. So learning each other's strengths and learning each other's weaknesses, learning how each other coaches and teaches. And then, you know, how do we work together so we're not stepping on each other's toes? So that takes time. You know what I mean? Like, building chemistry takes time, and it's, You know, we're fortunate that the people we hired are quality people and people who have, you know, the same end goal in mind. You know, we're trying to create a culture where people want to be. And all the assistant coaches and along with Coach B, that's the mindset that we have as we go into every single day. So when you have that approach, you know, going to work, it's fun, and you know you're going to bump your head a few times, but you know you're doing it with the right people, and it makes you want to work harder and get it right quicker.
We're talking to JB Bickerstaff. You talk about bump your head. You get hired as associate head coach. All right, you're tasked with fixing a defense that you made no secret about it, made records last season for all the wrong reasons. All right, when you take over that unit, I guess you can say, what is the first thing that you did when you, you know, when they said, hey, you're going to be in charge of the defense, what's the first thing that you do to try to get that trending back in the right direction?
Well, the first thing I did is went back and watched a ton of film on last year. I think that was, you know, important. And it's not about figuring out schemes. It's trying to see what individuals are capable of. And then you try to find what they're capable of, and then you play to those strengths and try to put them in positions where they can be successful. You know, we have schemes that we've used in the past that have worked. You know, even in Memphis last year, we were a top 10 defensive team, you know, the entire season. Yeah. So there are things we know work. And then you take those and put them together with the individual strengths of this roster, and then hopefully you can improve.
Watching practice during this training camp, I noticed that there's not much switching going on. Is that a JB signature thing because of the staff you have, or that's something that you'd rather have you guys do, which is stay with your man, help a little bit, but stay with your man?
Yeah, I think, you know, we like and we put guys on other people for a reason. And those are the matchups that we try to keep as much as we can. You know, there are situations that we will switch some, but, you know, it allows us also to be more physical. And I think, you know, everybody's trying to, you know, because of the new rules, the freedom of movement rules, everybody thinks you can't be physical, but you still can. You have to do it the right way and with proper technique. And when you don't switch, you have to be more physical to be successful to get through things. When you do switch, a lot of times people just play in space, and it ends up hurting you because now they're cutting to the basket. Two people go with that guy. Now they're shooting three. So the more physical you can be and put your body on somebody, it gives you, you know, that power of I have to stay with mine, and it raises your level of competition as well.
You're a highly sought-after coach during this offseason for obvious reasons. And we talked about a week ago, and I said, what brought you to Cleveland? The first thing he said is, that's easy, it's the people. Why so?
I mean, you know, to me, that's what's important. You know, working in the NBA is an, you know, a great experience. It's a great life. And the only thing that can mess it up is the people that you work with, to be honest with you. And, you know, when you come here and the relationships that I have, you know, in the past with Kobe, Ganzi, Dre, and then obviously, you know, my dad, you know, it made it easy. And, you know, having a conversation about the vision and what we wanted to build here, you know, these are the people that you want to be around when you're trying to build something that we're trying to build here.
You mentioned your dad, and we're going to talk about your dad, Bernie, on the other side of the break.
More serious question.
Yeah, well, maybe. If you've seen this show, maybe not so serious. More Cavs HQ right after this.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
You can create your own court using the template design tools available at Cavs.com/court. Winners will have their design replicated and placed in the Sherwin-Williams entrance of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Winners receive two tickets to a Cavs game and will be honored as one of the winners of the Sherwin-Williams Color Your Court Contest. Contest ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, November 22nd, 2019. Grab your crayons, painter markers, and color your court to win.
JB says hi to Dad, a great moment beforehand. And also, well, the media knew about it. They asked Bernie what it's going to be like tonight going up against his son.
I want to kick his A-double-S. Okay? And he told me the same thing last night at dinner when we parted. He told me the same thing. That's what he wanted to do to us. So here we go.
Two proud NBA coaches, huh?
Yeah. The question is, who won that night?
Yeah. That's a good question. Who kicked who's A-double-S? That's the big question here.
I think they won, to be honest. Yeah. I think they did.
So, I mean, you basically grew up on the basketball court. I mean, your dad was an assistant coach when you were born. He was a head coach. You went to the Supersonics when you were six. I mean, obviously, that's an experience. You'd be talking the last segment about the NBA experience and how gratifying or rewarding that is. I mean, you're a six-year-old kid. You're around Sean Kemp. I mean, what was that experience like for you? And how is it? I guess a better question is, how has it shaped you to what you are today?
It was unique, but we didn't really know it,
right?
Because it was all that we knew.
Right.
You know, it was every single day, or you know, every free day we had, we were going to practice with my dad, or we were ball boys at the game. So NBA players were like family to us. You know, like we still have relationships with guys, you know, Dale Ellis, you know, they joke around, as I always say, like he was our third or fourth brother, because everywhere we went with my dad, Dale was coming. So we built those types of relationships, but we didn't know any better. You know, I always tell this story. There was a player, you guys remember Reggie Williams, that played at Georgetown, and he had a son, little Reggie. And we were at a game, and he met another kid, and he asked the kid, "What channel does your dad come on?" And it was like, that's just what, you know, everybody's daddy's supposed to come on TV. So like that kind of always stood out in my mind. It's like, it's just normal, and it's what we expect, you know. But obviously you learn, you know, as you grow, how fortunate you are to be in a situation that we've been able to be in.
You know, one of my duties here at Caps HQ is to do research on our guests.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
He has so many duties, Jay.
I heard a story, and I want you to corroborate whether it's true or it's been expanded. But 5-6 years old, your dad is the coach of the Supersonics. You're a ball boy, you just mentioned that, and you're rebounding for Sean Kemp, and you're rebounding for Ellis and Xavier McDaniels and all those guys. I hear that you used to like collect autographs.
Oh, wow.
And like sell them at school to your friends. is that when like they would make requests to you and say, "Hey, can you get this guy's coming into town? Can you get me the autograph?"
Yeah, that's true. One of the ushers finally caught me, and he told my boss, My boss is funny. He's still with the Oklahoma City Thunder now. His name's Mark St. Ives. He was our boss at the time, and he, you know, one of the ushers told him. But I was making a killing. I had all the baseball cards and stickers you could imagine.
What did Dad do when he found out?
He never told my dad.
Oh.
He never. Oh, wow.
Way to go, Rafa.
You outed me.
The other thing I wanted to ask you is you were a guest. I used to work with Richard and. Mm-hmm. And Channing on road tripping, and you were a guest when we were at the Globe, Body Globe. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you, at one point before you went to Memphis, it looked like you were going to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then you told your wife, Nikki, who was planning to head to Los Angeles, and she literally cried when you told her you were going to Memphis. And just so everybody at Memphis knows, she ended up loving.
Right.
Memphis. What was her reaction when you told the family that you were moving everybody to Cleveland?
She was excited. Yeah, she came out here with me, and you know, we started looking for houses and looking for schools and that type of stuff. So I brought her out here at a perfect time. It was June. It was about 75, 80 degrees.
Right.
I tried to convince her that it was like this year round.
It stays like that.
Yeah, it's the Midwest San Diego, we call it. But no, she loves it. She's excited. You know, when she's happy and then the kids are happy,
right.
Like it makes everybody else, yeah, you know, we could live wherever. So it's been great.
Your father, Bernie, of course, legendary NBA coach, coached parts 14 seasons, 5 different teams. When you think about the influences and what he gave you, do you ever, when you're out there on the floor, is there something that you say, man, that's all my dad in terms of what he's handed down to you?
I mean, it's my entire philosophy is based off watching him. Just like the way that he treated people. You know, and it wasn't just players, it was everybody. And that's the approach that I try to have. It's like you treat everybody with respect, you give everybody dignity, and you be honest with everybody. And, you know, that's the approach that I've taken. And, you know, it's helped me build some really great relationships, you know, all across the league, you know, and again, not just with the players, you know what I mean? Like, I've got relationships with ushers, I've got relationships with, you know, I mean, you name it, front office people. But it's just about respecting one another and, again, understanding how fortunate we are and, you know, not mess this up. You know, it's like go to work with a smile on your face, be positive, and try to push wherever you're going and help it reach its potential. But being honest and truthful, I think that's where it starts.
You know, we talk about Bernie Bickerstaff taking over in Seattle, but the road there was so difficult for him. I think he's one of the people that you realize that how much he stuck to what he really wanted to be, which was a head coach in the NBA. How old were you when you realized how difficult it was for your father for, what, 12 years as an assistant?
Yeah.
You know, to be the guy breaking the mold and opening for people like you, opening the road.
It was, you know, when you sit back and you look at it, and a lot of times, again, he's just my dad.
Right.
So I never, you know, you don't look at all the things that other people may see. You know what I mean? Like, you're worried about him giving you your allowance, making sure you've got gas money for your car. You know, those are the types of things. And then as I got older and I started having conversations with other people, you know, when I got to, you know, high school, college, and they would start to talk to me about all the things, you know, that my dad had accomplished. And, you know, then the people who he helped started having conversations with me about, you know, that I never knew,
right.
You know, but it was like, he gave me this opportunity. Your dad allowed me to do this. And then you start to realize, and then you do your own research and you're like, wow. You know what I mean? Like the impact that he's had, you know, he'll never take credit for it because that's the type of person he is, but he's changed, you know, hundreds of people's lives and given hundreds of people opportunity to do things that before him, you know, they weren't thought of, you know, as an opportunity.
Was he as tough as a dad as he looked on the sidelines? Because your dad never looked like
he never looked too happy.
He looked like the type of guy that the players didn't want to mess with.
Yeah. Now he never stopped smiling. I never saw that ever.
Let me tell you something. Life is a lot easier when you're a retired NBA coach as when you're a coach. It's a little bit different. No, he was very, you know, he was demanding, but it wasn't ever like it wasn't an uncomfortable thing. You know, it was like he set standards for us and, you know, we lived up to those standards. And when we didn't, he held us accountable to it. And I think, you know, that's parenting, that's teaching, that's coaching. But, you know, we knew how to stay in line, and, you know, it worked.
Now it's your turn with your three kids.
Yeah, my kids are out of control. It's not the same. Parenting has changed.
That's changed a lot. Right?
Yeah, and my three kids have won. I'll give them that.
They're winning the battle right now. Your father continues to be a big part of this organization as an advisor. Before we let you go, identity-wise, what do you want to establish for this team? What is the Cleveland Cavaliers' identity in a perfect world heading into this season?
I think, you know, we want to be the most competitive team on the floor. And, you know, that all doesn't always end in results. You know what I mean? Like, we understand that we're building something right now. But we want to be, every single night the fans come to play or come to see us play, we want them to be like, you know, they play hard. You know, and make them feel like they got their money's worth every single time we step on the floor. And then we want to be an extremely unselfish team. We want to play the game the right way. We want to play together. We want to play for one another. You know, we understand that there's something bigger than us as individuals. And again, you know, the relationship with the fans is huge. And, you know, you want to give them what they deserve every single night. And, you know, playing unselfish, playing competitive, I think that's what they want to see. And they'll keep coming back. I believe the fans are loyal here. You know, and they just want to see guys, you know, that blue collar toughness, that type of mentality.
JB, great stuff. Good seeing you. Have a wonderful first season, and welcome to Cleveland.
Appreciate it.
Does anybody call you John Blair anymore?
Only my mom and dad. And my wife when my mom is around.
In other words, don't call me John Blair. JP's going to work. More Cavs HQ right after this.
Hey, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
NBA G League Basketball is back, and tickets are on sale now for the Canton Charges' exciting ninth season at the Civic Center. Don't miss opening night Saturday, November 9th, when the Charge take on the Lakeland Magic. Join the team in honoring the men and women who've served our country at Salute to Service Night presented by Ohio Cat. Plus, all fans receive a magnet schedule courtesy of D.D. Stutz's Catering. Tickets as low as $8 at CantonCharge.com. Be a part of Charge Basketball. We are Canton.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mountjoy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
When you tear into a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky, you're sinking your teeth in real meat, not some sugary artificial snack food. Jack Link's is made with 100% beef, seasoned and smoked with natural goodness and flavor. You expect an authentic beef jerky. Real satisfying, real tender, real meat. Grab a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky. Be your wild side. Get Jack Link's beef jerky at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Monday and Wednesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
He knocks it down.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. That's Cavs.com/offers. Must be 21 or over to purchase.
And we are back. As many of you know, community service is one of the pillars of the Cavaliers organization. And last week, Cavs guard Matt Dellavedova and his wife Anna held a vision day right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse as they hosted 150 kids from University Settlement. Every child got a free vision screening from Cleveland Clinic practitioners, and if it was determined that the child needed glasses, they were able to meet with a doctor on site to determine their prescriptions. They even got to pick out their new frames, which were provided for free by the Essilor Vision Foundation Changing Life Through Lenses program. Afterwards, the kids were treated to a fun Cavs-themed party, complete with games and entertainment from members of the Scream Team, Powerhouse, and 216 Sticks. With education being an important area of focus for the Dellavedovas, their community outreach centers around literacy and vision, knowing an important part of reading is being able to see properly. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. Nice stuff, Deli. We'll be right back with more of Cavs HQ. We are back for the second half of Cavs HQ. Our thanks to our featured guest, Associate Head Coach J.B. Bickerstaff. And look who we are joined by on set, Ryan Boobanks. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
How have you been?
Great. Thanks for having me back.
Are you coming to, like, again, to grace our studio?
Yeah. Coming right off the bench.
Yeah.
First off the bench here.
You've been busy lately.
Very much so. It's been a busy summer, and now the season's in full swing. So
we are here inside the Fred McLeod TV studio, and, you know, obviously, Boo, it's been a time in the organization that has not been easy, especially for those of us in the broadcasting department here with the Cavaliers for obvious reasons. But you were part of something this past week that was really, really special, really, really touching. Please share.
It was super special. Yeah, so my coworker, Cheryl Z, actually came up with the concept to gift all of Fred's ties to those that were close to him here at the Cavs family, broadcasters around the NBA, people at the league offices, former coaches, former players. And like I said, she came up with the idea, and I, along with her, helped execute it 100%. We took the idea to Beth, you know, when we came up with it, just to get her approval. And, you know, it was kind of touchy. You know, you don't know what's going to come out of something like that, an ask like that. And she was 1,000,000% on board.
Great.
And so we ordered boxes and labels and ribbon and tissue paper and got the note card going of what was going to be included in the boxes. And it took us, you know, a good 3 or 4 days of packaging up over 260 of Fred's ties. And his passing has been extremely difficult for me. I did a lot with him, not only personally, but professionally as well. And he would come to my son's sporting events. And, you know, so it's been really tough. So this project has really let me grieve in a way, in the most beautiful way. And now that it's come to fruition, the major delivery of ties was Friday. And seeing all the notes come in and just speaking to Beth herself has been extremely healing and wonderful.
Yeah, that's the part, real quick, I was going to ask you about that. It obviously, so many people have been touched, but Beth's been so strong and so great. Just share a little bit about, you know, how this has been for her. I mean, it's touching for us to see all of these people around the NBA come forward.
And as I was talking to her through the process, you know, I, again, was kind of tiptoeing around with emotions and, you know, how do I pick up the ties and this and that? And we talked about that process. And she's just like, there's a story for every tie. Because I was curious when I was packaging up all the ties, how did he pick the ties? And what made him choose this tie for that game and this and that? And she said they had a whole bit together. And he would pick out two ties. And she would see him in the one and make him change his shirt and this and that. And again, it was this whole bit that the two of them shared before every game. And she said there was just a story about every single tie, and that helped her again hand over the ties to us to then distribute.
I'm glad you mentioned that about the story, because first of all, I was so happy to see her back on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I texted her and I said, I'm so glad that you're back on. Mm-hmm. But when I came to the office, Cheryl was doing the packaging, and when I heard about the plan and the tribute, I wanted a tie that I remember vividly seeing Fred wearing on the road. And I was like, man, that is the nicest tie I ever seen you wear. And we all talk about Fred looking for perfection at work and with his family. You know, his looks were very important to him, too. He wanted to look always sharp. So I kept that tie. I took it out of the bag, and I let Beth know last night, too, that I ended up with two ties. But
so wait, he handpicked his own tie?
Yeah.
He took somebody else's tie away from
No.
Rafa did that, yes.
I'm just making sure that this is what's happening.
Yeah, you're hearing this correctly.
That may have been my tie. That may have been my tie.
No, because that's the tie that I saw him wear, and I wanted it. I want that.
So he only wore ties once, right?
Correct.
So I get the box from Beth, which she then tells me yesterday that she handpicked the ties for certain people, and I was lucky to be one of them.
Yeah. She did.
And then I'm looking at the media guy as I'm getting ready for the game and getting preparing for the for our season, and I see a picture of Fred and AC from 2012 wearing the tie.
Same
I got
one, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's so great. She picked, handpicked about 50 or so specific ties for specific people. Brad Sellers, because he went to Ohio State, and you know, I'm sure Austin Carr had a story for his tie, and there's, like I said, there's a story for every tie.
So my plan is to frame that tie, because Fred would only want me to wear it once, of
course.
That's right. And then, put his picture and a picture of me wearing the tie, and I think that'll make it special.
To me, that's what stood out the most, to see the different people involved in the NBA. Not even just in the NBA, but different people around Cleveland sports respond to it. And then you finally get a sense of how many people's lives Fred touched.
Yeah.
You know, and it official, we're talking about NBA officials, we're talking about different broadcasters from different teams, everything
coaches.
Else. Coach, right. Yeah. And I don't know. That hit home to me in terms of moving forward. And I think it all helps in the process for all of us. We've talked about this on the show before, Boo, but what would Fred have wanted us to do right now as we go into the, you know, opening week of the season? Rally.
Sure.
Right? I mean, he would have wanted us to continue to celebrate and love this team and this organization, this sport, the same way he did. And I think it's helping a lot with the process.
Absolutely. And I can't wait till opening night to get our picture with all of us that are there with our ties on opening night. And then throughout the course of the season, you know, when visiting announcers, play-by-play guys come here from other teams playing in our building, and they were theirs to honor Fred, and, you know, that was the point of all of this.
Right. And Kristen, I know the Pacers are in town for the home opener on Saturday. Kristen Ari, play-by-play voice of the Pacers, got one, and he said, I'm going to have this thing, and I'm going to have it on proudly here on Saturday night. Boo, wonderful stuff. Send our best to Beth.
Thank you. Great I was stuff. Honored to be a part of it for all of you as well. It was a huge secret, which, again, was just the best part of it because nobody really knew. And that made it so much more rewarding when you guys all got the packages on the Friday. Or
there were people that were on the road. I know some beat writers have posted that they were on the road and they have seen the activity on social media. Mm-hmm. And then they got home and they had a box for themselves. They were like so thrilled that they were. Everybody's just honored to be part of this tribute. And I think that is one thing that I made sure I told Beth last night, that because she mentioned to me she was worried that people will forget. I said, nobody forget. Fred is not the type
of
person that you forget about.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks
I
so
can't
much.
Wait.
Thank you. Yeah, more from the Fred McLeod TV studio on Cavs HQ right after this.
I was clean. The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested three! That's good! Oh, my!
This year's promotion schedule features 6 bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.
When you tear into a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky, you're sinking your teeth in real meat, not some sugary artificial snack food. Jack Link's is made with 100% beef, seasoned and smoked with natural goodness and flavor. You expect an authentic beef jerky. Real satisfying, real tender, real meat. Grab a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky. Be your wild side. Get Jack Link's beef jerky at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Back in the depths of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, John Michael alongside Rafa Hernandez Brito. NBA basketball, for real, kicks off on Tuesday night. A couple of good games.
What a way to kick it off.
Yeah, I know. New Orleans at Toronto, and then the Battle of L.A., Lakers and Clippers. That Western Conference is primed for a shakeup.
A big one, I think.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are predicting a big shakeup, not just among, you know, what teams are going to make the playoffs, but among, you know, where teams are going to sit. The teams that finished eighth, the Clippers, and a team that finished on the outside looking in, the Lakers, are, but at least Vegas says, the two favorites in the West right now.
For the first time in, what, 5 years, the Warriors are not favored to win the West. That's easy to say, no?
Yeah.
I mean,
easily.
Yeah.
Easily. So here's the big question, as our folks on the TV side are looking at these standings from last season, 1 through 10 in the Western Conference. Who makes the playoffs? Who does not make the playoffs? Let's start there. Let's not predict who's going to win the West. All right? Let's say who's in and who's out in the Western Conference.
Well, let me tell you, from the guys that make, the teams that made the playoff last year.
Right.
Which is the Warriors, the Nuggets, the Blazers, the Rockets, the Jazz, Oklahoma, San Antonio, and the Clippers. I would say Oklahoma will be giving that spot up.
I agree. That's where I start. I'll make it simple.
Let's switch the Lakers and put the Lakers there.
Oklahoma City's out. The Lakers, which finished 10th last season, are in. All right, there's your starting point.
So I have.
Does anybody else come out? Does anyone else fall out of the playoff picture? Of course, the Thunder lost Paul George, lost Russell Westbrook. Yep. They did pick up Chris Paul. Most folks think that they will be on the outside looking in. So I think that's a safe bet. Let's take Oklahoma City out.
Because we got to put in the Lakers.
Let's put the Lakers in.
Yeah.
Right. So there you go. Now, do any of those other playoff teams fall out?
Now you have seven.
Other incumbents in the Western Conference. Do any fall out?
I know the Spurs have made the playoff in 22 straight seasons.
22 straight. Longest streak in NBA in the NBA right now. The next longest is seven, Houston and Golden State. Yeah.
Now the question is, Minnesota, Dallas, or New Orleans, I think, are the three teams that could be fighting for the eighth spot.
I got a different one that I think finishes ninth.
Who?
Go ahead. I like Sacramento. Out of those teams.
Well, the Kings made it last year.
The Kings did not make the playoffs.
They don't make it. They ended up ninth.
Ninth, yes.
So you think they bump up?
No. My prediction is what we just said stays. I like the Kings. The Kings are my favorite also-rans in the West. I think they are
so
going to
So you leave
be
the Spurs in.
I think pick against the Spurs at your own peril. They get DeJounte Murray back this season. Nobody knew who Derek White or Bryn Forbes were last year. Nobody knew who they were. That's suddenly the starting backcourt for the Spurs. And, oh, by the way, they're back in the playoff picture again. They hope Lonnie Walker steps it up this season, second-year player. I say pick against the Spurs at your own peril. I say they're back in once again.
I think that those last two spots are going to be really about, it's going to be a battle.
So who's in there, do you think? I think the Kings are ninth. All right. Who else? People like Dallas this season.
I like Dallas a lot.
The Doncic and Porzingis show.
I like Dallas a lot. I think they're going to be the surprise team in that conference. Does that mean they make the playoff? I think they're going to be fighting for it.
Yeah.
But I really like the Mavericks.
I can't see them being close.
Now, I don't think New Orleans, with all the changes and Zion Williams.
People love New Orleans.
You know.
A lot of people. Here's what I like. People, you hear this so much. Oh, New Orleans is a playoff team this year. Okay, well, tell me what team they're going to knock out.
Exactly.
And I can't see.
And when
any
you
of
look
teams.
At it that way, and when you look at the eight that made it last year, it's hard to at least put two teams that are in the balance, which are for me Oklahoma and San Antonio. Oklahoma is completely out. I'm willing to take them out and put the Lakers in.
Right. Let's that's
with Anthony that's Davis and point. LeBron James and
of course and, LA is going to be. I mean, the Lakers are going to be no question. Right.
Right.
Go ahead.
So now it's just one spot for like three or four teams.
Yeah. Well, no spots if you ask me. Oklahoma City goes out, Lakers go in. Yeah. So I say those teams that are on the cusp, let's say, the Kings,
oh, so
the
you
Pelicans,
just, you
the
putting
Mavericks.
The Spurs in.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about, we always do friendly wagers on this show. The Spurs are going to make the playoffs. I'll take that one. We can figure out what
in the absence of Joe G. We got the over under.
I like them in. I don't like. I think what Dallas is doing is neat. I think they made a really, really aggressive move, moving up two spots to be able to get Luka Doncic trading with the Hawks.
And they had to hit it.
Yeah. And they hit it. All right. And they put themselves in a position to move forward. That West to me is way too tough. I have Dallas 11th.
Yeah.
11th. But so, I mean, some people say, all right, this is the year that maybe Portland comes out. This is the year, you know, you look at some other teams there. What are your thoughts about Houston? I mean, Houston once again came so close last year, right? But now they're, you know, some people would say, well, just run it back. Just, I mean, you were really close. Now Golden State is starting to have some pieces go away. Play it again. Do it again with the same lineup. And they decided not to do that. Obviously, they go with Russell Westbrook, who goes into Houston. I was looking at some numbers. This was just yesterday. So James Harden led the league in shots per game, right? 24.5 shots per game. Not surprising. I mean, the guy led the league in scoring by 8 points over the next closest guy in Paul George. Fourth in shots per game last season, Russell Westbrook. And over 20.5 per game. Those two also were 1 and 2 in turnovers last season. Now, maybe not that surprising because of their high usage rate, but that usage rate likely will have to diminish at least for one, if not both of those two, if they're going to coexist.
And they both have not had any success in taking their team. I know before they had to battle with the Warriors, but they both had chances.
Yeah.
Westbrook and Durant had a 3-1 lead in that conference finals. And Harden had also a chance with a game at home.
Yeah, yeah.
And they went, what, like 0-27 and shooting threes
again? That was one of the ugliest games.
So,
yeah. I'm not – I mean, and again, you could put – it's up to you. That's what makes basketball fun, how much onus to put on Harden or to put on Westbrook. To me, I thought last season the Thunder was one of the most disappointing teams. Paul George played out of this world last season. Both sides of the ball, he was fantastic. Second in the league in scoring. Did so much on the defensive end as well. And they petered out in the first round of the playoffs. And now suddenly it's the organizational cycle in the NBA. They're trying to bring it back up once again.
Let me ask you a question. We said at the opening of this segment that Golden State is not the favorite to win the West. And I think that's something that you don't have to be a gambling person to say, to make the statement. Who do you think makes the best improvement, the Nuggets or the Jazz in that division?
Everybody seems to like the Jazz. I'm not buying the Jazz yet, though. Mike Conley's there, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, Quinn Snyder just got re-upped.
Yeah.
They like what they're doing there. I'm not crazy about the Jazz.
They, they added a shooter, too, with
Bogdanovich. He comes over from Indiana. I thought that was a big loss, by the way, for the Pacers. But even though the Pacers picked up Malcolm Brogdon, the Nuggets are an interesting team. I'm not buying Utah yet. It's going to take me – I like rooting for Denver. I like rooting for Portland, primarily because a couple of the Cavs' former assistants who we like, Jordy Fernandez, Nate Tibbetts, work on those staffs. And they're good staffs, good people, good teams.
But they seem to be the teams that – making that next step, that next step, because they've been at it for a while now.
I hope you hope
this is the year that one of those teams have to make a move and make that step.
Yeah, you think
take that step.
And then there are others who say this is the season Portland falls out.
Because remember how in the days when I started watching the NBA, it was like the Bulls pushing, but it was the Pistons moving, and then they finally made the obviously the Knicks never made that step until Michael retired. But I think the Nuggets or the Jazz are prime for this year to they're both young. I like the Nuggets more than the Jazz. With
Jamal
with
Murray,
the Joker in the middle,
obviously
just playing. He's the one that moves everything. So I like that better than the Blazers or the Jazz. I like the Nuggets.
It's interesting. I mean, that conference is a bear. Yeah. Oh my goodness! And again, the Kings,
those West Coast trip.
The Kings are a perfect example to me. They have it seems like they've gotten their organization in a position where things are starting to roll. You know what I mean? They had some success. Buddy Hield, De'Aaron Fox. I mean, they had great seasons last year.
New
only
coach,
only getting better. Luke Walton's now there. But geez, they're going to be to me, they're butting their head up against the, I mean, it's just too much.
Well, it starts on Tuesday.
Yeah, and it all starts on Tuesday. Again, the New Orleans is at Toronto, the defending champs in the first game, and then it's the Battle of L.A. in game number two
right
Tuesday.
Off the bat.
Right off the bat.
They put those two guys up.
Yeah. The day before the Cavaliers get started on Wednesday as the Cavs are in Orlando.
That's the one we want.
And we get it going. Should be fun. Cavs, of course, home opener on Saturday as they're back here to take on the Indiana Pacers. We will be back to wrap things up here on Cavs HQ right after this.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
You hear a lot about the future of energy. Everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
You can create your own court using the template design tools available at Cavs.com/court. Winners will have their design replicated and placed in the Sherwin-Williams entrance of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Winners receive two tickets to a Cavs game and will be honored as one of the winners of the Sherwin-Williams Color Your Court Contest. Contest ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, November 22nd, 2019. Grab your crayons, painter markers, and color your court to win.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
De regreso con ustedes, Don Caps HQ.
Listen to this. Welcome back as we close up shop here on Los Cavs HQ. So what are you looking forward to most? We get going Wednesday night in Orlando, Cavs Magic. You are looking forward to what the
to
most?
Not being the loudest broadcaster in the NBA when we when we played the Magic, Joey Colon.
His part, I honest to goodness never thought I'd meet somebody who calls a game louder than you. And I could not have been more wrong. That is the loudest human alive.
On the air,
yeah. He is the loudest human alive.
At Orlando, it's understandable because we sit next to each other, and the people at the studio, at La Mega, tells me, can you please turn down that noise? I'm like, I can't. It's the guy broadcasting next to me. At home, he sits in the middle, in the row between the English radio and the
right
Spanish radio.
Us, right
and he bleeds on both of us.
It's, He screams right into Jim Jones' ear the whole time.
Yes, Joey Colombo. He's a great guy. He's the one that brings us the wine for the flight home.
So. I see. Well, thank you.
I'm looking forward to that.
What else on the floor? How about that?
I want to see how the rookies work out. You know, I want to see Darius Garland in the action.
That's where I start. I'm looking forward to seeing Darius as well.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. Obviously, you know, at this point, what the Cavs starting lineup is going to look like, what the Cavs rotation is going to look like. And again, bodies are in and out of the lineup. Cavs have dealt with some injuries during camp B-line, but it's going to be fun. I mean, there's a lot to in previous seasons, we knew exactly what it was going to look like. Not so much this year.
And I might be one in this moment 2 months from now, but I can't wait to get back to our routine of game, shoot around, practice, travel.
Yeah,
I might not be saying the same thing in December or January, but it's about to start.
Yeah, I think the players are ready for that as well as we get it going. Wednesday night on the road in Orlando, back here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Saturday night as the Cavs take on the Pacers. Thanks for watching. He's Rafa. I'm John. Until next time, this is Cavs HQ.
Adios.
Have some of that.
Yay, yay, yay.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of The Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.